Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 0 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Sissel moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Werber moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Porter scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boss for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Com scores. Spencer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Porter bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Johnny Welch now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Werber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-3 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Vosmick moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. McManus reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spencer is called out on strikes. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell is called out on strikes. two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.